The University of Nebraska at Omaha's Department of Music was founded in 1928, back when the college was still known as Omaha University. The music program existed as a joint community and university organization called the Conservatory of Music. From then on, the Conservatory of Music has evolved into what is now known as the School of Music, with multiple different ensembles giving a home to UNO student musicians for many years.
Definitely think it's part of my personality. being a Maverick, you know, once a Maverick, always a Maverick. Band is just a community. And so, you know, making memories of people that you love, doing what you love is why I love band. So, go Mavs.
You know, I've just always enjoyed my time here in the bands.
Band alumni Patty Gaeta and Kevin Gilreath are both previous members of multiple ensembles within the program. They recall the experiences that have stuck with them because of memories made during their time in the band program.
An escape, pretty much. All my other classes were towards my major or just other gen eds I had to take, whereas the ensembles, marching band, pep band was just my way to make more friends and have a social release.
You know, just walking down the hallway, it's just like, oh, you know, it's just one of those fond feelings that you get.
UNO Bands wants to give an opportunity to welcome back all of the beloved alumni. So during a UNO men's hockey game against Miami on January 21st of 2023, they will be hosting an alumni night. Here, former members of the UNO Bands will be joining current students involved in the Maverick Machine, the college's resident pep band. Gaeta and Gilreath are both looking forward to be playing with the group once again.
I'm so excited. I'm excited to see the new members. I'm excited to see my old friends, to see Dr. K again, experience the hockey games. So I'm super excited. It gives me something to look forward to.
Seeing some of my old friends, you know, and I love playing. So I'm one of those guys, you know, you need a guy? Sure, I'll come play. Because it's just fun. It's always been fun. It'll always be fun.
It doesn't matter if a student is majoring in journalism or majoring in biology. UNO Bands provides a space for all students to continue with their musical passions.
You know, what drew me to it in the first place was just having that community that we're all here for the same thing. So us making music together, like, that's definitely a passion of mine, and getting to do it with your friends is that much better.
Music for me has been just this lifetime journey of joy. It's like every time I picked up the instrument, it's been fun. I've done a lot of things that I probably wouldn't otherwise have done because I could read music. And here I am in my middle 60s, still, you know, enjoying it, still playing.
UNO Band alumni interested in joining the event will need to fill out a registration form. Seats to the event are given on a first-come, first-served basis. Registration will start at 3:30 p.m. on January 21st in the Strauss Performing Arts Center on campus. After registration, there will be a rehearsal from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. For more information regarding the event and schedule, visit the website at www.unobands.com. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Lindsay Tagg.